It's been more than 2 weeks since Representative Max Gruenberg died, and his legacy lives on in the Capitol. The House Judiciary Committee room was named after him. One area where his legacy is contested is what will happen to the legislative records he left behind. Kayla Epstein, his widow, wants control of his records, but she's been blocked. She hopes the documents will help the bills Gruenberg was working on become law.
I was pretty shocked and to do that to someone who so recently, I mean, it was within days of Max's dying, and I knew that he would be absolutely opposed to this, and he would have been the first person to figure out how to stop it.
However, lawyer Doug Gardner wrote in a memo that Gruenberg's papers were protected by legislative immunity. Gardner directs the nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency's Legal Services Office. Anchorage Republican Representative Craig Johnson cited Gardner's opinion in denying Epstein access to the records. The state followed the same rules when Palmer Republican Representative Carl Gatto died in 2012. But Epstein disagrees with that interpretation. She notes legislative immunity in Alaska is based on a similar provision in the U.S. Constitution.
In the federal government, when a legislator dies, their papers are sent to their heirs within 90 days. That is their rule. Our rules are based on the federal rules. There really is no reason that I have not gotten Max's papers.
Legislators are talking about changing the rules to indicate what they want to happen to their records if they die in office. Ohio State University law professor Stephen Huffner has studied the issue of legislative immunity. He says the precedent for how to handle records after a legislator dies in office isn't clear.
What I think is important is to give members, before they pass on, an opportunity to decide what their wishes are. Obviously, you've got a problem here because that didn't happen. So in this instance, it's tricky. But I think members ought to be able to decide ahead of time that they want their papers to become public.
Epstein says she plans to file a request for the records soon.